ever give your back, right? And
Yeah.
so then I started looking at a bunch of other dances, but the dance that's mine, I was like, work with the dance that's yours, and it is the
Of
electric
course.
slide. So it is like in a kind of conceptual way, and also it shows up in earnest also, but it became a way to structure the work. And then along with that, I started thinking about vamp, riff, and break that we see in jazz music, that we see in blues music, that we see in rock and roll, all of which are black music forms.
Of course.
So we use this idea of the vamp, the riff, and the break, and we kind of take turns being those things in the work. The break is something you can't rely on, doesn't always show up, but when it does, it's really glorious, you know. But there's all this sort of vamping and riffing among us with this structure of the line dance. And then, of course, dandyism is, I come from a family of dandies. I love fashion.
Oh, I swear, are you in my brain? Because that is my next question talking going to be about style. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I
What do
mean,
you
this was
mean?
preordained, destined.
I swear to you,
There's
my next, I was going to talk about the custom workwear suit that's designed by your friend Cassandra Bailey, right? And I wanted to talk about that, and then I wanted to get into like what your relation to style is. So
Yeah. Well, I'll
like
talk about the suit. Cassie has a clothing line based in Vancouver called Old Fashioned Standards. I wear a lot of clothes. It's all sort of elevated, upscale, but not even upscale, just like beautifully tailored, impeccably
Well
made
put to,
workwear,
yes, right.
not trendy, but never, never out of style, you know? And for me, that's
Timeless.
like the timeless, right? Like, you know, she doesn't succumb to trend, you know, but it's always exactly the right thing to be wearing. She's also an extraordinarily wonderful human.
Love.
And I'd been, you know, I would save my pennies to buy her jeans and her suits because I love a suit. Like, I love a matchy matchy. Like, maybe that's left over from like church, like going back, like Black Pentecostal Baptist church. I'm like, I love a matchy. I love a matching set. But I just went to her and I was like, Cassie, I need a suit and I think you need to make it. And I want it to be waxed cotton, which is like another conversation about Dutch and Dutch, the Dutch and black, and we'll talk about that, of
And all
course.
the things,
That's
yeah,
another thing,
trust.
you and me,
I
another
feel
day.
like you're gonna be back or something. I feel
Yeah,
like this should wear to you.
so there was something about like the shoulders. I was like, I need the shoulders to be like, we need to be calling to Prince and to Bowie. And there needs, like, I need to be able to move in it, but it also has to be workwear because this is work. Like, just not just dance is work, but I think there's a lot more work we have to do to live than other folks do, and things have to
Of
be,
course.
and it has to be durable, but it also has to be beautiful and chic. And then I said, you know, I also have this like flash dance reference I want in. I want just to have the cuffs of the shirt. I don't want sleeves. I just want the
Oh yeah.
cuffs.
Yes,
And
yes.
so she built me this beautiful suit, which is waxed cotton. And of course, the thing that I didn't think of is that that doesn't breathe. So
I don't
it
mean to
is
giggle,
hot
but
as a you know what in that suit. So I had to choreograph at some point taking off the jacket because it's like rivulets of water, like my socks and
You're
the
in a
top.
pool of
Yeah,
goodness.
I'm in a pool of my own sweat. But we built this. Yeah, she. It's just perfect. And I just think because I come from a family, I consider my family all dandies. You know, in its many expressions, right? Like I
Of
think
course.
my kid's a full sweatsuit dandy.
Yes.
Like this person in my child has the best style, but it's
Love.
always track. Like it's sweatsuits always of some sort. You know, but the hat just right and the
Love
you know.
it.
So my
Coordination.
relation, yeah, coordination. But like fashion is I never understood until I really started researching this work, like why fashion. Like it is my only hobby. People are like, oh, I hike and I do this and I do that. I'm like, I dance and I do fashion. That's
I
it.
need you fashion. Yes, I love.
Or I do art and art thinking and meh, and fashion. And my
I
mother
love.
was a hardcore fashionista when I was growing up. She never looked like the other moms. Sometimes I was embarrassed about it. Sweetheart, I'm still in my thing. Can I go back? Thank you. Sorry.
No worries.
Yeah, so I grew up with a mom that would wear like a big to the floor, like dusting along the floor, black leather duster and a pillbox hat with her hair. I mean, I don't have the same hair as my mom, but like she would have all these like braids with bones, but you know, and I loved it at home and sometimes would be embarrassed because we grew up in white neighborhoods, like
Of
we were
course.
zip, and And then, like, she would have like suede matching outfits. She had those Reebok 5411s, you know, the ones with the Velcro at the
Oh,
top. I wear a
yes.
pair for the shoot, the show. She had them in three colors, you know, and
Wow.
sometimes she'd wear the red one on the left foot and a purple one on the right foot. Like, my
Okay.
mom is like, and
Top
I think that
tier.
top
Top
tier.
tier.
Yeah, so, and then even, but my grandmother too, and Mother Dear, that's my great grandmother, we had to call her Mother Dear. She was a seamstress. I mean, at my sister's wedding, Mother Dear wore a long to the floor yellow feathered dress with a yellow feathered hat. Like, talk about pulling focus, right? Like,
Right. She said,
so,
I'm here.
she always said, I'm here. So, I think that for me, yeah, I have an enormous wardrobe. It could be bigger if I had the room. There's a play date happening at my house right now, and the child comes over, and I was like, there's no room in the coat closet for anything but my coats.
Just putting it out there, just
Yeah.
letting you know.
Yeah. I was like, but you can put it on the chair. But I think, like, just like the space that there is in the electric slide to express oneself, that's what fashion does. And I think the dandy is an audacious figure. I think the
Absolutely.
dandy, I think we, that the dandy takes, again, you take, just like they took those European line dances and made them something amazing. And we can just talk about how that has continued through time and continues to, TikTok is evidence that
100%.
we keep taking black dances and then we have to take them back and
Repackaging
do
it and
something
yeah,
else, you know?
100%.
And same with, you know, the dandy wears the three-piece suit because it's acceptable, but there's always a turn, right? There's always a turn on the seat. Whether it's like, I mean, I think about Fresh Prince, you know, when
Yes.
he wore his jacket inside
I
out because the
remember
lining
Inside
was more
Out.
flowy. Yeah.
Yes.
So, like,
Yes.
these types of things are like a patterned sock or a cufflink. I mean, I'm wearing a cufflink around my neck right now. So, like,
Love.
a cufflink that's like just so that the
Yes.
closer you go, the more layers, right? And there's a kind
Yes.
of an imaginative world inside the wearing of the coat. I mean, often my underwear matches the outside of my clothes. No one will know but me, but I know.
Nobody will know, but you know.
So I
You know.
think there's that, you know, and I thought, oh, this is another way to self-determine, to assert presence, and to be asked to be more than what we've been told we are, because we know better. Like,
Facts.
we know better. That's it. And
Period. Period. We do. We really do. Okay, so I can't believe that we're winding down, because I know I could talk with you forever.
Yes,
But
please.
before I plug the show again, I do want to ask you, if you could share a little bit about maybe what's next for you. Like, if there's anything that you might have, that you are brewing, it's got brewing for you.
I mean, I tour the show a little bit more. It goes
Okay.
to Edmonton
Oh, right on.
in
E-Town.
April with Mile Zero Dance Society, Jerry Morita, whom I love. And then we're going to the Fierce Festival in Birmingham in the UK, which is a festival I've wanted to
Okay.
be in for like 10 years. So it's a little bit of a dream moment. Thank
Congratulations. That's
you.
awesome.
I have an exhibition that opens at the Ore Gallery in September, where
Okay.
I'm showing an installation of another dance work I made, which is around Gestures of Resistance, a duet that I made with my friend Laura Young, and then I made it into a film, a video installation. So that's in Vancouver. You can check that out. It's also going to be in Kamloops this spring.
Awesome.
And then, like, maybe I'm in the beginning of starting to think about another work, because I've been with this, I call it the heirloom suite, even though I don't even like that name, but that's what I call it. I've been in this since 2018, like looking at these line dances and dandyism and all of this. And so I feel
Yeah.
like maybe, maybe it's time for the next thing. And I'm
Maybe.
not always entire. I think there has something to do with clothing again, but maybe in a different kind of way. But I'm not sure because I just haven't had enough time and space to
Time to,
think
I
yet,
know,
you
I feel
know?
you. I'm like, and as you know, I think that what we share is in a similarity is like things change all the time. You know what I mean? Like, and I am always open to go to the next thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't resist it.
Same.
That's probably the thing, right? So I love that for you. I do want to before I plug again, guys, because I am going to give you information about the show. It will be in the show notes and all the things, but I would love for you to share, like, how could people connect with you online?
Yeah, I have a, I don't know if my Instagram is public or private, but It's like Justine A. Chambers is always the handle I use,
Okay, awesome.
justine.a.chambers. But my website, my very lousy website, because
It's
it's
not
very
lousy, guys.
lousy. It's basically a blog made fancy, because I
It's
don't know.
cute.
It's it's just like a list, but that's justineachambers.com, all one long word. You can always reach out to me at the university, because I believe that email is public out in the world somewhere if you look up
Absolutely.
assistant professor. But I'm super, I love a conversation. I think that's how I think. I'm not alone in a room and things like don't hatch like Athena out of Zeus's head for me. It's always in conversation. So if these things resonate with you, let's talk about
Connect.
it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, so the brutal joy, which channels the overwhelming beauty of Black living, is taking place at Push International Performing Arts Festival on February 5th and 6th at the Scotia Dance Center. I am going to include information about this show in the notes, including like a link to purchase tickets, all of the things. Justine, I want to thank you for hanging out with me.
Oh my God, Nicole, thank you. This was, I'm so energized now.
Right?
I'm so energized. Thank you for, and also thank you for just for already knowing this stuff. It's very different to talk to someone who just knows, and I'm really grateful for
I know,
that.
right? I know, because it's not that easy in the West
Not
sometimes.
that easy in the West sometimes.
That's all I gotta say.
Same.
Well, again, so much love and blessings to you. And
To
I am
you.
looking forward to coming out to the show, Trust and Believe, because I was already excited. That's the reason why I connected as well. But also hearing it from you, you know what I mean? And hearing you talk about it, especially like how sound and light also connect with dance, you
Yeah,
know?
they are also the main characters.
Right. So I'm here for it. All right. So thank you again.
My pleasure,
And
truly.
I want to thank everyone for listening.
Thanks, everyone, for hanging out with us.
Yes. Hello, hello, hello. And that was my conversation with Justine A. Chambers. As I mentioned, I will have all the deets in the show notes. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. And guess what? Now I have another conversation that I want to share with you. This is a conversation I had with Daniel Sheriff, Associate Director of the SFU Black Student Center, back in January, to talk about some events happening this month. Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at SFU in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. My name is Nicole Hines, and today I'm excited to be joined by Daniel Sheriff, Associate Director at the Black Student Center. Simon Fraser University is establishing a Black Student Okay, so I just had a little technical difficulty with that interview, but what I am going to do is I'm going to play a quick track by Kinde. This is a Calgary artist that I had on Intravenous last month with their track Let Me Down.
To let you down, but if I stay, I know I let me down again. I know I let me down again. Pieces, diamonds, I'm okay. my friend. I hate to let you, hate to let you, oh, oh, I hate to let you down, but if I stay, I know I let me down.
Oh, The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
This is Bird Note. Two adult eagles flying high above the ground confront each other, talons outstretched, then suddenly lock onto each other's talons. Gravity takes over, and the pair, still fully entangled, wings flailing, begin to cartwheel to Earth. Just before they smack the ground, they disengage and begin to fly upward. This cartwheel display of courting bald eagles is thrilling, both highly acrobatic and downright hazardous. Once in a while, the two birds fail to release their talons and reach the earth, still fully in each other's iron grasp. Rival adults competing for mates or territory sometimes perform the same wild flight. And neither seems in a hurry to let go. Their clasp could last for hours. At last, the eagles unlock talons and fly off, back into the sky where they could, perhaps, meet again for another dramatic bout of cartwheeling. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Hello, 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 and I am back. So we just heard a couple of tracks. Again, starting off that set was Kinde with Let Me Down, followed by Manitoba artist Kelly Badu with Ahora. And so I was going to play an interview that I did with Daniel Sheriff, who's the associate director at the SFU Black Student Center. This was a conversation that we had back in January, but due to the length of our interview, I am going to air a conversation on Intravenous next Wednesday so that it can be aired in its entirety. He does share information about some events happening this month, but there is one event happening on Friday that he shares in our conversation. So I'd like to share that with you now. On Friday, February 6th, from 1 to 4 p.m., the SFU Black Student Center is having their open house at the Burnaby campus. So you can celebrate the informal launch of SFU's Black Student Center, and this is an opportunity to explore the Black Student Center through guided tours. There is going to be a panel of students discussing their lived experiences. You can participate in a Black Healing Circle, and you can enjoy complimentary refreshments. There will be a registration link that I'm going to share in the show notes today, so make sure to check that out. And I just want to thank you for listening to another episode of Intravenous, and in this case, we are celebrating Black History Month here on CGSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. But before I make way for Democracy Now!, I am going to play a couple of songs. The first song is going to be by Vancouver artist Missy D. I have seen her live. She is awesome. And it's going to be with her track Yes Mama. And then after that, you'll hear a little bit of Jamaican artist Coffee, because you know I'm Jamaican Canadian. I have to throw her in here with her track Blazin'.
Allô maman. Salut Diane, ça va? Ouais, ça va, ça va. J'ai besoin de te parler un petit peu. Ok, vas-y Missy D. Vas-y Missy D. Ok.
Enter the room like he knows who we are. Follow me up Earth, Venus, up to Mars. yeah, metro, extra, terrorist flow. I'm a lavender, but also quite lethal. Killer boss, dropping balls like a dead, lift it up in my spirit. Killing me, there's about the limit. Run the rust, full bit, got the ring, pull me the whole bit. Larger than life, don't need to be explicit. Shh. Someone call me a doctor. I'm giving birth to a lyrical monster. I'm fertile, I'm agile with my delivery. Reproducing flow past the cypher, nursery. Call me mama, call me girl, dream with a dollar. Receive these surrounded by a fella. Cootie, could refer back to an afro, good beat.
See, I gotta sing it for the motherland, so that they really, really understand. I hope mama is listening. We celebrating your wisdom. Singing, yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama.
Got a lot on my right now, nothing you better pause sometime. Yo, press, yo, press, rewind, about to last my life. Yo, give me the seconds, give me the run up, give me the review, the preview, the sequel. I felt like I dreamed of living another life. I need a DJ playing, save it fast, huh? With a bit of melody, with poetry, thoughts upon what would be. Can I put some metaphors? Give me more lectures. Laugh it all, quite unsure. Something wrong, the clock is done. I shot myself to come back strong. Feel us to battle. I just want, I feel us to battle. I just want.
I'm trying to save my life right now, need a second somehow. I'm trying to say why right now, need a second somehow. I'ma call up mama.
Allô maman, ouais Diane, qu'est-ce que se passe? Tu sais, dans la vie, il y a des hauts et des bas, Diane. Faut garder la tête haute, et tu sais, on est là pour toi, ne m'oublie pas, tout le monde est là. Tu m'entends?
Yes, mama, yes, mama. 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 Mama, mama,
mama, mama, mama. Bonjour Diane, comment tu vas? J'espère que tu vas bien. On pense à toi et on prie pour toi. Dieu te garde, te bénisse.
Put the flame to the diesel. Catch a fire, make it burn. Say a prayer anywhere you turn. If we not teach them how, them a go learn. Yeah. Leader them no concern. One know what them can't earn. Get the youth stand firm. When your life starts like the Matrix and you're always just up in the latest. Travel go everywhere in a spaceship. How to get the youth if we relate with. Yeah. Take a step in up with shoe. Spanish down but we grew. Big up El Tambio. At a row. When them a doing we not a row. Make them belly I get so fat a row. So we look and see said them a vagabone. Fight for our rights, not the likes in our life. So make them fight we out, I come light we out.